We've given your grievances a lot of consideration. Yeah. God, don't think you're not expendable.
No. He never once said I was doing a good job. All my hard work. Nobody ever stuck up for me. They were all treated special. Nobody moves. Everybody stays. Shut up. I said shut up. Now listen to me. Everyone, listen to me. Okay, the children can go. Everybody else, nobody moves.
We need the police.
You hear me? I said nobody else moves.
Please don't harm anyone.
Get away. I'll shoot.
You're frightening these people.
I'll do it. Hey, I will do it.
They've done nothing to you.
Oh, you don't know.
Give me the gun.
I am not a loser.
No, you're not.
They made me do it. They made me.
But you're not going to do it. You're going to show them. You're going to show them.
No! I'm gonna die.
Everybody's going to die.
Where are the people who were shot?
Everybody's inside. We aren't going to find any wounded.
You the first medic on the scene?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me what happened?
Well, it doesn't make any sense. We got a call that there'd been a shooting. At least one man was down. But when we got here, there wasn't a damn thing to do.
Excuse me, I'm Special Agent Scully, FBI. I want to talk to somebody who can tell me what happened.
Well, I can tell you what I saw, but I don't think there's a man here who can tell you what happened.
What did you see?
Maybe you should talk to this man. He was one of the ones shot.
You were shot?
Right here. Right in the stomach. I felt the bullet enter me. And the next thing I remember was being on the floor. My legs and arms were numb, and I could taste blood in my throat. Then I see the man's face.
What man?
It was the same guy who tried to talk the gun guy out of hurting anyone.
What did he do?
He touched me. And he said I was going to be okay. And then all of a sudden, I could feel my legs and arms again.
Who are you? My name is Fox Mulder. I'm an FBI agent. I understand you've been read your rights. Will you talk to me, Mr. Muntz? Can you tell me what happened?
God spared my life today. He took pity on my soul and he washed away my sins.
How do you mean?
He reached down and he healed me with his hand. With the palm of his hand.
Who did?
A man. A holy man. All I can think is, it must have been the good Lord himself.
Talk to him?
Who?
The shooter described a man who reached down and healed him with the palm of his hand.
He's gone.
They let him leave the scene?
Well, nobody let him leave. He was in custody and they were talking to him, and then somehow he just disappeared.
Just vanished.
Without a trace.
It struck me as I was sitting here.
What?
Everything changes but the sea.
What do you want from me?
I thought we might at least allow ourselves to reminisce.
I have nothing to say to you.
Really? We used to have so much to say to each other. So many good times at the Mulder summer place. Your kids, young and energetic. I remember water skiing down there with Bill. He was a good water skier, your husband. Not as good as I was, but then that could be said about so many things.
Repressed it all.
Well, I find that hard to believe. Particularly since I've come here today to ask you to remember something. Something I'm going to have to ask you to try very hard to recollect.
Yeah, I gave his name as Jeremiah Smith of Suitland, Virginia. He gave a P.O. box that's turned out to be a phony, and he had no driver's license.
All the cars in the parking lot have been accounted for?
Yeah, which means he must have walked from somewhere nearby. We've got a canvas up.
And you talked to him personally?
Yeah. Damnedest thing. And I swear this is how it happened. I look down on my notebook to write something. I look up. The guy's not standing there anymore. It was like he just disappeared.
Mulder.
Agent Mulder, this is Assistant Director Skinner's office. Would you please hold for a minute?
Yeah.
Agent Mulder.
Uh-huh.
I just received a call here that might cause you some alarm.
What is it?
Your mother's just been admitted to a hospital in serious condition. In a small coastal town of Rhode Island called,
Quonicotog? I'm on my way.
Thank you.
The nurse said she had a stroke. I don't yet know the nature or severity of it, but the doctor's on his way down.
She's cold.
Mulder, I don't want to jump to conclusions. I don't want you to think the worst. People recover from these situations all of the time.
She hasn't been able to speak. She's been in and out of consciousness.
How did she get here?
A 911 call came in. The paramedics from Shelter Harbor found her on the floor of a house.
Had what's called a subarachnoid hemorrhage, but they're very hopeful because the circulation was restored so quickly. She's going to be under constant supervision and the best care in the hospital up in Providence. It could be a lot worse.
Thanks.
You okay?
Yeah. I just can't help thinking there's a correlation.
Correlation?
A connection to the shootings at the fast food restaurant.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
My mother wrote the word palm. And that's what the man who healed the victims, that's what he used, the palm of his hand. You think it's a leap?
Mulder, there's no deep mystery here. Your mother is at the right age for something like this to happen.
Yeah, but why the word palm?
Well, there could be several reasons. But to be honest, I don't think it means anything. Her brain and her thought processes have been radically changed by what's happened. It could very well have affected her center of speech, her language.
But you can't explain it exactly. Nor can it be explained how the wounded were miraculously healed or how the man who healed them just vanished into thin air, can it?
I'm sure it can. And will be. Mulder, I'm going to drive you to the nearest motel. It's been a very long day.
I want to go back to D.C.
To do what?
I want to find out who this miracle man is.
This is everything shot by the first news crew on the scene. Outtakes and unedited footage.
Did they get any tape of the man in question?
Yeah, it's supposed to be at about 8:22. Yeah. That must be him.
Whoa, what happened there?
Yeah, he's gone. Where did he go? You see that?
Yeah.
It's like he's gone, but there's somebody else in his place, wearing the same clothes.
Could that be another detective?
Why don't you find out?
Where are you going?
If I told you, you'd never let me go.
Mulder, you haven't slept in almost 24 hours.
Call me if you find anything.
Thank you. He was here with her.
What?
With your mother, the cancer man.
What are you talking about?
Maybe I can bring you up to speed, Agent Mulder.
Did you take these?
They had quite an argument, as you might gather from the snapshots. You seem surprised. And surely you were aware they knew each other. Or what brought them here together?
I don't know. Did he hurt her?
No. No, she collapsed after he left. I dare say if I hadn't been here to make the call, she might not have survived.
What did they argue about?
I don't know. I was forced to keep a discreet distance.
He must have had some idea, or else he wouldn't have followed them here.
He wants something from her. Something she may have kept in this house. Unless you know another reason they would have chosen to meet here.
On the day my parents divorced, my mother vowed never to set foot in the summer house again. I know my mother. She kept her word.
It could be something very old. Certainly something very important.
I have no idea what that could be.
No idea at all.
Sir, excuse me.
Yes?
Are you Jeremiah Smith?
Yes, I'm afraid there's been some mistake. I saw my photo on the news saying I fled a crime scene. I'm here to turn myself in.
Would you come with me, sir?
Mm-hmm. From the moment I stepped from the crowd and asked the man to put down his gun, it seemed like a dream. As if I was out of my body.
Well, there were reports, somewhat fantastic reports, about what happened next.
I know. I saw the news reports. I'll have to say that I don't remember any of it. Nothing.
You gave me a wrong address, sir. Then you left the crime scene during the interview.
I don't remember that. I'm sorry.
What do you remember, Mr. Smith?
I remember showing up for work the next day, being at my desk. That's my first recollection.
At the Social Security Administration?
I'm not sure what I've done wrong.
You haven't done anything wrong, sir.
May I go?
Yes. But until this matter is resolved completely, I'd ask that you notify us if you'll be out of town for any reason. Agent Scully?
Thank you.
this becomes a responsibility.
A thing I'm now called upon to put right and put down.
Certainly you expected nothing less.
I'm not ashamed of my actions.
Ashamed? You're not allowed the luxury of human weakness and penitence. You're not allowed to put your indulgences ahead of the greater purpose.
I no longer believe in the greater purpose.
Then your fate is just.
My justice is not for you to mete out. You may have reason. You have no right. You have no means either.
You presume to dictate duty to me? Have you any idea what the cost of your actions is? What their effect might be? Who are you to give them hope?
What do you give them?
We give them happiness. And they give us authority.
The authority to take away their freedom under the guise of democracy.
Men can never be free because they are weak, corrupt, worthless, and restless. The people believe in authority. They've grown tired of waiting for miracle and mystery. Science is their religion. No greater explanation exists for them. They must never believe any differently if the project is to go forward.
At what cost to them?
The question's irrelevant, and the outcome inevitable. The date is set.
At what cost to them for your own selfish benefit? How many must die at your hand to preserve your stake in the project?
I'm not impressed by your miracles or moved by your trickery. Your justice will be meted out.
By whom this time? And by what tool?
By those who possess the tool of your destruction.
Hold his calls. I want his name. I want to know everything about him.
Excuse me?
I want the smoking man smoked out. I want him exposed to be the murdering son of a bitch that he is.
What's your problem, Mulder?
Where have you been?
Our summer house. He was there with my mother. He's the reason for what happened to her.
Where did you get these?
It doesn't matter where I got those. The only thing that matters is that that man is called to answer. Now I want his name.
I don't know his name.
You know how to get it.
These men don't have names.
Well, then you tell me how to find him.
Agent Mulder, there was a time when I might have been able to tell you how to contact him, but that time is past.
He knows about the man that disappeared from the restaurant shooting.
What are you talking about?
He's trying to kill him.
Mulder, he just came in yesterday. He turned himself in.
What?
He gave a statement.
Where is he now?
He works for the Social Security Administration.
Mr. Smith?
Hello.
I'm with the FBI. I'd like you to come with me.
For what? I told you everything I know. I thought they said you'd call if there was anything.
I'm sure you don't want to cause a scene at work, sir.
No, of course not. Come along.
Where are you taking
me? Can you tell me where you're taking me?
Well, plenty of time to talk, sir.
Cage within a cage.
Why are you so afraid of me?
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You live in fear. That's your whole life.
You don't know anything about me.
I know everything about you. You think the miracles I perform are the extent of my power.
You think you're God. You're a drone. A catalog. Chattel.
What you're afraid of is they'll believe I am God.
That doesn't matter. Most of them have ceased to believe in God.
Why?
Because God presents them with no miracles to earn their faith.
You think when man ceases to believe in miracles, he rejects God?
Of course.
You rule over them in God's name.
They don't believe in him, but they still fear him. They're afraid not to because they're afraid of freedom.
And you give them happiness.
We appease their conscience. Anyone who can appease a man's conscience can take his freedom away from him.
And if you can't appease their conscience, you kill them. But you can't kill them all. You can't kill their love, which is what makes them who they are. Makes them better than us. Better than you.
You talk. I'm not one of you.
No. All you want is to be a part of it. Is to be one of the commandants when the process begins. But you are wrong. Oh.
Am I?
Yes. You are dying of lung cancer.
It's a lie.
You think it's a lie?
You want to save your life.
And you?
We had been hopeful, but there was substantial blood loss during the stroke event, which has put a lot of pressure on the brain.
Will she regain consciousness?
I know this is hard, but she may not. I can be paged if you need me.
Thank you.
smoke that, or you want to smoke on this?
Are you giving me a choice?
I should shoot you right here, but they'd probably be able to save you.
Do it. Do it, Agent Mulder.
Or maybe put a bullet through your brain so you'll be bedridden for the rest of your life.
What? Mother? Hush.
What do you care?
I've known your mother since before you were born, Fox.
I don't care.
I'd gone to see her recently.
Yeah, and I know what you were looking for.
I wasn't looking for anything. It's what she was looking for, actually. She contacted me.
Liar!
I had information, possibly. On the whereabouts of your sister.
Where is she? Where is she?
It seems the man who had the information has disappeared.
I have what you want.
There's nothing I want, Agent Mulder. Except to see how your mother is doing.
Do you have it? Do you have it?
Yes.
Give it to me.
I can't do that.
It's of no value to you.
And to you?
When the time comes, and the truth is finally determined, its value will soar.
Why?
I think you know why, Agent Mulder.
It's a weapon, isn't it? Used to pierce the back of the neck. It's the only way we can kill them.
A simple gunshot won't do.
Why do you want it?
They will kill you for it, Agent Mulder. That's a fact. They'll stop at nothing for it, nothing. Even if they have to martyr you and risk turning your work into a crusade.
Let me get clear on something here. What we're talking about is colonization. The date is set, isn't it?
Give me the weapon, Agent Mulder.
No. Shoot me, and you'll never find it.
I ought to shoot you anyway. After everything I've given you.
I'm walking away.
You're a dead man, Agent Mulder. One way or the other.
I want you to put your hands up where I can see them. Okay, I want you to keep your hands up. I'm gonna unlock the door. I want you to count to five, come in, close the door, and lock it behind you. Keep your hands up, please.
I have important information for you, something your partner has been seeking. Concerns an elaborate plan, a project, and his sister.
Why didn't you tell me before?
I've never spoken to you before. The man you spoke to was an imposter. He was sent here to kill me.
Who are you?
I'll explain everything.
Yeah.
Scully, it's me.
Mulder, where are you?
I've been up with my mother. Listen to me.
Mulder, listen to me. There's somebody here. Somebody you need to talk to.
Who?
Jeremiah Smith.
All right, Scully, you gotta get out of your apartment. They're gonna be looking for him. I want you to meet me.
Where?
Off the I-95, Bond Mill Road.
Move away from him. Come stand behind me.
I've come to you at great risk. I mean you no harm. I have a long and complicated story to tell you.
Mulder, he knows about your sister.
How do I know you're for real?
I was at that restaurant. I healed those people.
Yes, but how?
I can explain everything to you.
First, I want you to come somewhere with me. I want you to come with me to see my mother.
Here to kill me.
This.